There's a humanitarian crisis unfolding in southern Mexico. For months, waves of migrants and asylum seekers, mainly from Haiti and Central America, have poured into the city of Tapachula. Migrants' rights advocates say a national policy by the Mexican government aimed at preventing migrants from making their way north toward the United States has turned the city into an open-air prison for refugees.
Tapachula is a living hell. It is an illegal prison because nowhere in the law does it say that migrants can only be kept in one city. The streets have turned into concentration centers. Mexican immigration laws are being perverted and manipulated in order to appease the United States.
The streets of Tapachula are packed with migrants. This woman, who has asked us to conceal her identity, is one of more than 35,000 Haitian nationals currently stuck in Tapachula. She says food and shelter are in short supply and that the situation here grows more dire by the day.
What we make in a day is not enough for food, and many of us migrants are sleeping in the park on top of each other, begging for food. If Mexico's president doesn't do something for us, people are going to begin to steal, and we don't want that. What we want is help and to allow us to keep moving.
Since the start of the year, Mexico's national immigration strategy has been one of containment. In Tapachula, hundreds of migrants queue up outside the city's immigration offices almost every day. Here, confusion reigns and tensions are on the rise.
The vast majority of people we've encountered outside this government office building say they're growing desperate, without a clear answer from authorities as to what it's going to take to obtain the necessary paperwork and finally be allowed to leave Tapachula.
Despite promises from Mexican political leaders to respect the rights of migrants and asylum seekers, those who try to leave Tapachula without the necessary paperwork are quickly rounded up. And local journalists continue to document cases of abuse and excessive force from authorities.
We need to recognize that these individuals that are making this very risky journey are in very difficult and vulnerable situations. As we've discussed, there are many women and children who are actually unaccompanied. That means they do not have a family member or a guardian going with them. Sometimes children who are very, very young age. And so what all governments need to do that are involved in managing migration is that they need to make sure that these human rights are respected and that these very vulnerable people are protected.
Migrant shelters in this part of the country have reached maximum capacity, and some have experienced outbreaks of COVID-19. Coupled with a lack of access to adequate health care, growing security concerns, and a national policy that prevents people from leaving, the situation is quickly growing beyond the ability of authorities to control. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Tapachula, Mexico.